Hello everyone, welcome to a new episode of Erin's Expeditions, where we talk everything Christ and entertainment. Today I am here with the beautiful, the most lovely, the most radiant Ladesh. Okay, like, hi. Go ahead, hun, introduce yourself to the world.
Hi world, I am Ladesh. I am a girl, a student. and a child of God, period.
Amen. Period. Can you please tell us, like, what do you study? Do you study? What's in the works?
So I do study. I study law. I'm in my final year. Praise the living God.
Please do.
I am, what else? I used to be an artist.
What do you
well,
mean?
Well, actually, that's in the works. God is doing a work in me. And
man.
You know what? It's okay.
Go ahead.
God is doing a work and I'm just waiting for him to do what he does. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's basically me.
And where can we find your music, girl?
Ish, guys. Guys, if you find it, you find it. So follow me on Instagram. And if
and
you
Spotify?
Find it, you find it.
It's on Spotify as well at Ladesh.
Yes.
All right. So our topic for today is self-expressionism. And while thinking about what to talk about, I was like, yo, Lord, I like to express myself. Who do I know who also does that well, but balances it in such a perfect way where, as I told you, like, you study law. So you kind of, you're like, oh, it has to be this prim and proper thing. But then in the same way, girl, you are in your bag with your music. And I'm like... Okay, let's get Ladesh on this. So I wanted to ask you, how has your way of self-expressionism, like, changed from a kid up until now?
Yeah, so, when I was a kid, man, I was actually very, like, very chill, very, like, no, I didn't really express myself. I was actually very, like, meek and, you know, timid and...
You?
I know!
Yeah.
I know. When I was a kid, that happened. I didn't really like express myself. My mom used to dress me. Hey, she dripped me. Hey, like my mom, she dripped me when I was
Mama
young.
Mama Ladesh coming through.
She dripped me. So right now,
and
when I was growing up, when I found like a bit of identity, I definitely leaned towards dressing fashionably to express myself.
Like what's like your go-to style, or like kind of vibe that you go for?
Honestly. It depends on how I'm feeling that day.
Exactly.
So some days I'm like, I want to look like a girl. Some days I'm like,
tomboy.
I'm feeling tomboy.
Let's go.
Some days I'm feeling thuggy. You know, I want to look like a thug. You know what I mean? So it just honestly, it changes. It's just how I wake up.
Yeah.
If I wake up like, okay, today's how I'm feeling.
Like,
this
are there
is how
like
I dress.
Different ways that you express yourself? Like not only with clothing, but you know, in what you do, what you watch, what you... Like your habits, not habits, that's the wrong word. Your hobbies, you know, in terms of expressionism, where does that come in?
I think when you ask that question, I think of TikTok.
Mm.
Like, hey, my TikTok, guys, TikTok is so nice, guys. TikTok is so nice, but it's so addictive, guys. Watch out. Watch out. TikTok
watch
is
your live TikTok
so,
away.
TikTok is so nice, but... But I see that when I watch... So I really like people who have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
I really like people who are like, okay, they can crack a joke and they can laugh at a good joke, you know? So TikTok, my For You page, is like on the jokey side, like premium
like the,
jokes.
Like what's his name? Troy Shepherd?
Oh, no, that
not him.
No, not that type of joke. Nothing wrong with Troy Shepherd. Nothing wrong with him. But, you know, like, they'll just make comments about, like, current events and, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to explain. I'm trying to think of an example, but I can't think of one right now.
Do you think, like what you study plays a big role in, like, how you express yourself?
That's a good question.
Yeah, because, like, when you told me, yo, Erin... I study law. I was like, you? Not That's... saying law people are not swag. Hear me out. All I'm saying is, it's like you are so like radiant, you know? And when I think about the law space, I'm like, it's so like to the point. I think it's so beautiful how you still have this like radiancy of you, but not like, oh,
serious.
Man, like, you know,
hectic.
So, yeah,
can't
you do it well, girl.
Roboty.
Yeah. So, like, how do you balance that?
Yo, I'm not going to lie. Mm. So before, when I was in high school, I was very like, I was very like into the entertainment and very into the like, you know, I even wanted to study media. That didn't work out. Not media, but marketing.
Yeah.
That didn't work out. and then when I did law, I don't know, man, law does something. It kind of gets you to a bit of a serious place.
Yeah.
And also you're in spaces where you kind of need to dress like seriously, like fashion and dressing
is
my like primary mode of self-expression. So when I like started doing law and progressing and second year, third year, it just started I don't know if it declined, but more of it started changing.
Yeah.
Because I used to be bright. I had yellow braids. I used to be that girl.
Wait. Yellow, so like, pink. So like in your first year?
No, girl, in high school.
Were you allowed?
No, no, no. I wasn't allowed to have like different color braids in school.
But you did.
But in December, I knew it was my time. I was like yellow, pink. I cut my hair and dyed it pink. Like literally.
What?
That was like endometric.
Let's go.
That's me, hey.
But how was that switch going from doing that and now you step into your first year? And you were made by people who were like, I want to change the world through law. And you're like, I also want to change the world through law.
Mm.
How you do it and I like how I do it. It's two like different ways, but we have the same roots. And you know, I don't know whether it was like maybe like a struggling block at a point or was it like a stepping stone more for you?
So originally I was like, okay, I need to kind of conform.
Yeah.
To be taken serious.
Mm.
Because sometimes I have that imposter syndrome, like, oh guys, am I really supposed to be doing law?
Yeah.
Am I really supposed to be in this path, you know? So at first I was like, okay, I have to conform.
Yeah.
I have to like, you know, wear this black, white, brown, what colors, you know?
Yeah.
And then I started noticing that, hey, I'm kind of losing like that thing that makes me, you know?
That je ne sais quoi.
That thing, man, exactly. That's je ne sais quoi. Exactly. and I was like, guys, maybe I need to reevaluate and step into being who I am. So I started saying, okay, you know what? Just step back into being, you know, a bit of expressive with, you know, how you dress. Because really, that's my primary mode of self-expression.
Yeah.
And then it started getting better. But if I'm being honest, only last year and like end of last year and
really
beginning of this year, I'm like, okay, maybe I should go back to to being me. Not that I've not been being
me. I know what you mean,
but
because it kind of feels like in the space that you're at, you know, in order to be taken seriously, you kind of have to portray yourself in this way or like an elevated version of yourself. And it's like, okay, but I am me, you know, the way God made me is top of the top, my level is A.
Yes. But another thing that's also been motivating me is that I've been seeing on YouTube that, hey man, there's so many lawyers who are changing the narrative.
Exactly.
There are so many. Like, it's not that box anymore. And it's really motivating me to be like, I don't have to be like this.
Yeah.
There are lawyers that are really, really lawyers that are artists. There are lawyers that are like in the entertainment industry. Yeah. There's actually a guy that literally was from the entertainment industry and went to law. Like, I'm talking 7-8 years.
Hey,
I think 6-8 years after being in the entertainment industry.
Wow. But I also feel like in law itself, like, you have, like, different avenues and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm going with what I've heard from all of the, you actually know a lot of lawyers. I told you this. I'm like, if I'm ever in trouble, I know I have, like, 7 people to go to.
People always say that. Oh, my gosh.
But like, even within law, you know, you have like all of these like various spaces.
Mm.
So you have entertainment law, you have what other law?
Like a lot. Property law, tax law, like all these commercial law, like all these serious ones. But there's also very nice ones like entertainment.
Yeah.
I think cyber law is cool.
Oh, what's cyber law?
Like dealing with So everything's like technology and stuff like that. And obviously there needs to be like rules and regulations to having like technology. So cyber law is basically rules and regulations regarding how we deal with technology and the impact it has and stuff like that.
Oh man, look at you. Look at you. All right, I also wanted to ask. So in terms of, you mentioned TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Quick question. Would you start making TikTok videos?
Oh, what a question.
You know, because thinking about it, as you said, you like fashion, mm-hmm. but also with what you're studying. And there's like, there's such a, like, I feel like there's more than just, obviously, you going through this, being like, okay, but I express myself like this,
mm-hmm.
but boy, oh boy, I'm one for the books, hey. I'm one for the books, but I also like this and I like that. So how can I balance that? But not only balance, but like, how do I enjoy both of them? You know,
how do I enjoy like studying law?
Yeah. Not just like studying, but like how do you enjoy both of these like various, like vast different concepts, you know, because law, obviously, it since you're still doing it, it triggers something in you. But also how you express yourself with your music, it also triggers something in you. So like, how do you show up for both of them?
Do you know what? I've actually been trying to not make a line.
Yeah.
And kind of like integrate it. Like, because why does there need to be a line?
Yeah.
Because if we think about it, law is in every aspect of our life.
Yeah.
Every aspect of our life. So if I'm in the entertainment, you need legal people, you need law in the entertainment industry. So I'm really trying to not view it from a point of there's a difference, but view it from a point of it's integrated.
Yeah,
you know, so if I and also with regards to TikTok, I'm trying to, like, I try to have both, you know, I'm trying to be on the law for you page and the funny for you page and, you know, all that stuff. And so it's
like
working.
One video is like, oh my word, look at this new thing. Nah, nah, nah. Ha ha ha. Next video. What's happening in this country is
No. So actually, so it's not that serious. Let me tell you something.
It's not that serious.
It's not that serious. No. So, you know, sometimes now. What another thing I love about social media is that you can gain like inspiration from other people. Oh, so I literally follow these lawyers that are like lawyer content creators, which is combining.
It's a thing.
It's combining, you know, the law aspect and the entertainment aspect, because it's like law content creators. So I watch them, get inspired from them, and also get like inspired from them in terms of the legal aspect, and be like, oh wow, they're working here, they're striving here, they're lawyers here, and then also I see that they're content creators at the same time. They are integrating them both. So I think that's beautiful, and that's where I try to get myself on TikTok, you know, like when I my For You page and stuff. So listen, love
it. So you would say like that's like a good aspect of like what you've learned through social media and your expressionism, you know, like this, like good inspiration that you get, and like they're all creators that make stuff gauging towards like people who are in the same boat as you. Do you think like they're like in like negative effects, like effects effects that like, you know, definitely targeted how you express yourself? Or maybe I don't want to talk about like identity, but like the expression of who you are, you know, Ladash sitting right here, you know, who you are as a person and like how you radiate that.
Hey, so I think firstly, I think these days now you need to really know who you are.
Yes, and how.
I really, really do think that there's so much happening. There's so much distraction happening in the world. There's so much, are you doing this? Yeah. Oh, I am a millionaire at 21. Like, there's so many things that is happening in the world and on social media especially. And I feel like you need to know yourself. Like, You need to know yourself, and you need to know what you're striving towards so that you don't get sidetracked.
Yeah.
Because it's very, very easy to get sidetracked and be like, oh my gosh, I just saw this person on Instagram and they said they're a billionaire, 21.
Yeah.
But is that your goal? Yeah. Is that what you want to do? Is that the path that you want to go through? Yeah. Do you understand? But now you're getting sidetracked. So if you don't know who you are and what you want, you're going to very easily get sidetracked. So that's the first thing I want to mention. And then the second thing is that for me, how social media has influenced me negatively is that, or how I think it can influence people negatively, besides peer pressure and stuff like that, and feeling like you're not equipped or where you're supposed to be in life. I think that social media is a very inspiring place.
Yeah.
But don't spend your whole day being inspired.
Yo!
When are you going to work? When are you going to get up?
When are you going to be in your bag?
Don't play with me. Because when, like, are you going to stand up? Sitting up. Stand up!
Sitting up your bag, being like, okay, I'm going to do this and this and this. And it's like, okay, but you still have to get it.
That's so true. How long are you going to watch those TikToks and be like, wow, I wish, I want, oh, wow, praise God. You know, he did it for her. Yeah. He can do it for me. Okay, stand up.
Be in a place for him to do it for you.
Real. Real. Real.
Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy. Like, I think that's a big thing, is like with like all of the motivational things that you have, you know. But I think discipline is a thing that personally I'm like, I need to tap in way more, because I can be driven and I can be motivated. But I need to show up for the same thing in 2 weeks' time. But I'm like, when do I actually? You know, especially like in a world where everything is so like, you know, we like things at the tip of our fingers. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Grab.
I don't get my immediate
satisfaction. I'm like, gratification. I'm like,
like, because, you know, now I do things and I'm like, okay, where's my reward? And I'm like,
we lost
you to me. Give me some time. Give me some time. It's like, okay, I bet I'll give you time, as long as, you know, I'm like, it's on my time at least.
Someone said, it's not necessarily about starting, but it's how you show up every day. Every single day. So if you are aiming towards something, it's okay. You can start. You can get inspired.
Yeah.
But are you showing up for that thing every single day? Because that's the real thing. That's the real pressure. That's the real struggle.
And like, it's a battle against yourself.
Oh.
Which I'm like,
talk about it.
What do you mean? I have to show up for myself. Oh, man. What do you mean? There are consequences to my actions.
Yo. And that's so real. That is so real. And the problem is people don't show. People don't show that they're working.
Yeah.
You just see them like, hey.
Yeah.
And then you think, oh, I want to get there too. But people are actually working.
That's my thing. Like yesterday in class, oh my word, my lecturer, my film lecturer, he's like, if you could be anyone, who would you be? And I was like, Zendaya. And he's like, why? And I'm like, okay, hear me out. I'm like, like everything that, in my perspective, like everything that she touches turns to gold.
Oh.
And I'm like, what do you mean you're slaying with the outfits? What do you mean, like, you are producing such good movies? And like, you're just, I just find her to be like an inspiration for me in terms of like like career wise and, you know, in that moment I was like, the way she preps for her stuff, I would never
know about that business.
Yeah,
she's not into the drama. She's here to work, and everything else, she's not gonna say yes, she's not gonna say no. You know what? She's just in her business.
Like, and I was like, you know, but Erin, you don't know the work that she puts in. Like, you just see the glitz and the glams. And the glams, yes. But, you know, but she's expressing herself the way she's doing in her career. Like, I don't know whether you saw, like, whatever outfits she wears for, like, her press conference and, like, promoting movies. I'm like, what do you mean you look so gorgeous in this like duny sand?
But like, do you know what I think also helps her in like portraying that image?
Yeah.
She doesn't talk too much, guys. She doesn't talk too much. People like to talk too much on the internet, and they like to say things, and it's like, You know, the Bible says even a fool is considered wise when he
zups.
I'm not saying don't have a say and whatever, but I'm just saying people just like to talk. Mm-hmm, no way
like,
to.
Like let your actions talk more than your words.
Ooh.
Yes. Also, like, in terms of, like, what we just spoke about, you know, expressionism and what you do and everything.
Mm.
How has that, you know, led you in a way in terms of, like, your belief system and your faith?
Yeah. So how has self-expression led me to my faith, or
where did you find your faith in between all of these things? Because, like, for me personally, like, I would do stuff and I'm like, questionable, you know, like, but you know, sometimes it would be, is it okay? But I would think out of it, like, from my kind of fear, you know, because I can, I don't know, like, what I'm wearing today, I'm literally wearing pants, sneakers, this shirt, and I'm like, okay, but, like, you know, I should probably, like, dress more like girly because I'm a woman of God. And it's like, Aaron,
no,
like,
no,
the way he made you is the way he made you, you know, obviously, like, striving to be better and everything. But how has your expressionism and what you do and social media, like, how has that influenced your faith? Or how has your faith influenced all of those things?
Mm. So I think it also goes back to knowing yourself.
Yeah.
And for me, because I mean, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer.
Yeah.
I try to find my identity in the Word and, you know, the characteristics that of the Bible, you know, I try to find my identity in that. So once I find my identity in God and what he says I am, and generally what the Bible says, you know, just what the Bible says, it makes it easier for me to navigate how I can express myself. Because if we're being honest, I am a believer, and everybody's looking at me like I'm a believer, because there's a lot of hate around, you know, being a believer and stuff like that. So I sometimes have to be very careful on how I express myself, or I have to be very conscious so that I don't get perceived, you know, in a, I know it sounds like people are going to say it sounds horrible, you know, whatever, but honestly, my life is not my own, you know, and I'm just a girl. I'm just a vessel.
You're just a vessel.
Who is trying to go where God goes. I mean,
honestly, honestly.
Do you understand? Yeah. So I just try to, spend time and read and you know, get to know God and find my identity in him so that he can show me how I should express myself, you know, because ministry is anything, everything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, literally, like, just in, I think the previous episode, mine or her episode, like, this episode meaning, we spoke about how worship is a lifestyle.
Oh,
it's not a song or a chord progression.
That's the statement.
You know, because now, like with what you said about, like, how people perceive you, like, sometimes it's good, but sometimes, like, you find yourself not being, like, your authentic self.
Because
now I gotta be like, oh my word, God made me in this manner. I bet, cool. Because how would someone, you know, it's like very tricky ground where, but like with what you said, it's like how, where and how God made you, and finding him in all of this will actually bring out, like, your more, like, authentic self, you know.
And that's not to say that I need to become a nun and wear, like, everything, like, and wear, like, I don't know, long dresses or, like, cover everything. I'm not saying it in the sense that I need to dress like a nun. I'm just saying that you have an identity. You also have a personality.
Exactly. You know?
So what is your personality? How is your personality showing, you know? But also, you know, you have an identity. And I feel like your identity also influences your personality.
That's true.
So
that's so true.
The outcome of it, you know, is a reflection of God. Because, I mean, you started at God first.
And you're going to go back to him.
Exactly.
You're going to go back to him.
Exactly.
Oh, my word. So, prepping for this, like, the scripture that came to mind was Psalm 139, verse 13 and 14, which says, "For you formed me in my formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." So I think a lot of us, we focus on the fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, praise, amen. But the part where it says, "My soul knows this," I'm like, hey, but not. So you tell me, you know, my soul has to be in the know. You know, I can't be going through life being like, where, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? But I have to like actively be like, my soul is like known by God, you know? And I just, yo, man.
You know,
I love it. Love it.
And do you know what? I think the most important thing when it comes to self-expression is definitely to know yourself.
Yeah.
You know, self-expression, especially even in with the media or including the media or whatever.
Yeah.
It's definitely important to know yourself, because when you know yourself, you're not going to be, because it's very, this world, guys, it has turned into a place where you can get distracted very easily.
Yeah.
There's many platforms that you can get distracted.
Yeah. A lot of voices and people being like,
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Everyone's starting a podcast, so you think you must start a podcast. It does not necessarily mean that, okay? It doesn't.
Yeah.
Everybody's starting a YouTube channel. Doesn't mean you have to, but if that's what you know, if you know yourself, you knew before people were starting, like, this was the route, you know?
Yeah.
But also, you can also get inspired by other people, which makes sense.
I think that's the cool thing, is that like a lot of people, you know, when you talk about expressing yourself, especially like when you like have a certain belief system, it's immediately been like seen like, oh my word, no. You know, how dare you have confidence? How dare you like wear this or like do that or whatever? And I'm like, bro, what I'm doing isn't even bad.
Sure.
You know, like I am wearing, I don't know, like literally what you're wearing right now. I think it's gorgeous. I love the color tones. I love like the whole earthy vibe. And then someone can be like, oh my word, no, but this and this and this. It's like, bro, I'm not hurting you by being myself, you know. But then again, within that, you know, you need to discern, you know, how you're gonna, you know, you can't just go around being acting all crazy and then be like, okay, world, this is me. But being like, how can I express myself yet still point to the cross?
Sure.
Because that's like a big thing that I sometimes still struggle with, being like, especially like when you're in like entertainment.
Yeah.
Because you're, the moment someone's like, oh my word, you did so well. I'm like,
God did. God did.
Let me just reflect that up real quick.
God did. Do you understand? God
like,
did.
And like, won't he do it?
Exactly.
You know, and I just find it so, like, expressionism is actually such a cool thing. And I really hope that more people can just delve into their individuality. I know we live in a world where, you know, that's like a big thing being like spoken about. But the angle that I'm coming from is like, not to prove people wrong or whatever, but know you for who you are. You know, don't go around acting, being like, okay, I'm with this group of friends, I'm gonna act like this.
Sure.
I'm with this group of friends, I'm gonna act like this. But being like, who am I when no one is watching? Because boy, oh boy.
That's the real you.
Ah, that's the real you.
That's the real you.
Wow.
And that's a word. That's a word.
I'm going to take some time and think about that.
Like, if you don't take anything, guys, who are you when you're alone?
Who are you when you are alone?
When you're alone, who are you?
Yo.
And does that reflect?
Yeah.
When you interact with other people, because interacting with other people is also a form of self-expression. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
That's true.
Exactly. And then when you also, you know, act the way you act with other people, like, are you acting the same?
Yeah.
When you're alone?
Yeah.
Are you a different person?
Yeah.
Totally.
Like, are you you when there aren't people around you? You know, because now, like, obviously, like, when you, like, sit, like, in a room by yourself, then be like, hi, everyone. But still be like, okay, I bet, you know, I was myself when I was around these people. I'm myself right now.
Sure.
You know, and I think a big thing that I literally sent I sent Wilma a WhatsApp this morning. Y'all don't know Wilma, but hey Wilma.
Hey Wilma.
I sent her WhatsApp being like, girl, thank you so much for being good for my nervous system.
Sure.
You know, like super like on topic but off topic, because I'm like, her calmness just really, it calms me.
Mm.
Like, I don't feel like I have to be like, ah, the entire time. And like, she's also like out there. And I'm like, she calms me down so much whenever I just see her. And I'm like, that's a gift. Because if that is her expressionism, I'm like, I bet. Sure. I'm a rock with that.
Sure.
Because that's real, you know.
Friends that allow you to just be you. Yo.
Exactly.
Yo.
Don't make me stress.
Yo, shout out to them.
Don't make me stress.
Shout out to them.
I'm over here being like, ah,
yo,
are we good? Are we not? Yo. What's the vibe?
Yo.
You know. But yeah, man. Everyone, thank you so much for watching. I gotta say it again. Wow, wow, wee, wow.
Wow, wow, wow. What was that?
Once again, thank you so much to the beautiful Ladash.
Thank you so much, Erin, for having me.
If you have any, like, ending comments, girl, shoot your shot. Who do we follow? Who do we not follow? Okay.
So, so you can follow me on Instagram, at LadashRSA. That's pretty much all you where you can find me. I use TikTok, but I'm not really like posting stuff. I just watch people. So Instagram is definitely where you can find me. Yeah. Ladash, LadashRSA.
Period.
And yeah, I love to see you there. And Erin, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here.
Guys, Erin is amazing. She is beautiful, inside out. Literally what you see right now is her in real life. So
girl,
don't even play with it right now. She's amazing.
Don't play with it right now.
Don't.
Thank you so much once again, guys, and then I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.